these figures are appalling, and it just shows the level of the crisis that we're in here in Donegal. We hear a lot about the housing crisis nationally, and a lot of that is focused in relation to Dublin, given the level of homelessness. But you see in this, in our own county here, where you have over 2,500 families that are languishing on the social housing list, and yet the local authority here has only built one house last year, two houses in 2014, and a small number of houses over the last number of years. And this has been the trend since the previous Fianna Fáil government, when a decision was taken basically to stop all housing development by the local authorities. And that's why we have so many families now in crisis, and it needs to be reversed. The investment needs to be made, and we need to start building social housing again, getting our young people back into employment and stimulating the local economy.
Some may argue, though, that things aren't quite that bleak, that already existing houses have been allocated for social housing here in the county.
Well, at any given time, and there's experts reports to that back this up, at any given time, the state should have about 200,000 social houses to meet our need. What we have at this point in time is 130,000, where you have a situation, and I know it, and I'm sure every other elected representative in the county knows it, that we have people now that are being housed, even though they're being paid by the state through the rental accommodation scheme or through other supports, that they're housed in substandard accommodation that isn't fit for purpose. There is people that are on the waiting list at this point in time that doesn't have central heating in the house, that doesn't have running hot water in their houses, and this isn't acceptable in this day and age. Not only is this about actually making sure that what the state has always done, which was provide social housing for those who couldn't meet their housing needs themselves, but there's not a person in this county that doesn't know a plaster, a plumber, an electrician, a brickie, a groundsman who hasn't been unemployed in the recent times or hasn't emigrated to London or Australia or to Canada. Now, let's do both things at the same time. Let's create the housing that is needed. It's required. There's no doubt about it. And we've always done it in the past through harder times. But let's also create the employment that is desperately needed in the county by putting these people back to work and encouraging a lot of our young people to come home to build these social houses that are needed in the county.